This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate.
I hope that judge ain't blind.
I hope that judge ain't blind.
Don't worry, the big judge ain't blind. No matter how bad stuff gets, no matter how good people get persecuted, it's all part of God's plan. So when good people got to go through a lot of bad things, it's so a lot of innocent people can have a future. And I'm not going to sit here and spit on all the things and disrespect all the things that our amazing forebears. I don't care where you come from or what you do. Everybody has gone through adversity. Every human family, going back to the mist of time, has had incredible struggles. And we have to become noble again, or we will fall and be nothing more than murderous, demonous, piratical savages. Now, we've got a bunch of guests just popping in today, interspersed with video clips and news ahead of our big coverage tonight. An analysis from 7 o'clock right past 10 o'clock Central at InfoWars.com/show. Harry Dent on the economy, new developments all the time, popping in for just basically one segment. Then David Knight and Joe Biggs popping in from Oregon on the developments with that standoff and the death and the rest of it. Then former Congressman Ron Paul on the martial law provisions they're trying to ram through Congress. Yes, you heard me right. No one else is covering it. Richard Reeves from Iowa, Anthony Gucciardi, and more. We're working on Roger Stone in the Trump campaign and more. The Trump campaign reached out to us and said, yeah, come on in to the big Trump event tonight and live feed and cover it directly from here. And so we'll have our own feed, CNN's feed from the Trump event. We'll be analyzing the Fox feed. All tonight, Fuse, you'll get everything. And, you know, it's like having two football games on at once, you know, or three of them. All right there on the big board with live analysis and breakdown as it unfolds, 7 o'clock Central. And again, the revolution is about you taking action and about letting people know about that feed. That's just one example of the genius of what Trump's doing. You know, you go back a few months ago to that CNBC debate when they demonized and attacked the candidates and did the old school deal of making the media God, the media the kingmakers, and everyone just laughed at them, disdained them, said, look what you're doing, from Donald Trump to Ted Cruz. They did great jobs. Rand Paul, I thought, pretty much won that debate. Did a great job, and just tore up the media. Absolutely devastated them. And now Trump's not going to be there for Megyn Kelly to perch there, you know, a swimsuit model on TV, and read off a teleprompter and attacking. He's going and just saying, hey, we don't need you. We'll have our own system. And so now CNN's going to carry it. And Trump would have dominated them even if he didn't, because everything he said at that would have then been played more, because he's the guy who isn't part of the party. He's the guy that said, no, I'm not going to play by your rules. Coming up, ISIS to take Rome by 2020. That's an incredible report. Obama usurps U.S. war powers. That's Ron Paul. We're going to get to police on the Oregon occupation. Militia member warned and wanted peaceful protest. That's Lavoie. But then some people said that, you know, he said we're only going to have a revolution in this country in the book he wrote. He's the guy that got killed. Very, very sad. We'll play the Trump clips where he refuses to debate, slights Kelly. And Rand Paul says maybe Trump will show up in a Democratic debate. He's also said good riddance. You know, it's not good riddance, because you're acting like he was sent to the Phantom Zone with General Zod. He's going to be right there dominating and controlling the whole thing, putting out his narrative while raising money for veterans. That's like if the, say, Broncos win the Super Bowl or the other team, saying that they're not football players. I mean, it's just delusional. And that doesn't work anymore. Yes, in the past, CNN could say, no one wants your guns. There's no covert military operations in America. You know, you didn't build your business. 2 + 2 = 5. that worked in the past because there was no one there to call it. People were in Stockholm syndrome and just couldn't believe it was happening. They were gaslighted. It doesn't work. The trance is lifting.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, occupied by the collectivist, socialist, bureaucrats, and the crony capitalists, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. Coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, in just 7 hours, we're going to have live coverage of the Donald Trump event with our reporters there with a live feed the Trump folks have given us. Treating us really good. And then we've got live coverage of CNN's analysis over there of Trump. And we're also going to be covering Fox and their debate with the establishment Republican candidates other than Ted Cruz. I like Ted Cruz. I like Rand Paul. I wish that Rand Paul wasn't bad-mouthing Trump. Trump's really smart to be going over there and doing this. He'll get more coverage. He'll get more views, and he'll dominate the narrative. And of course, Fox is saying, oh, he's destroyed himself. Yeah, right. Amazing. Now, joining us is the Bain turnaround expert, formerly, and best-selling author here on the broadcast, Harry Dent of harrydent.com. And he, of course, has the book, The Demographic Cliff. It's so important, he's offering it to you, the cost of shipping. He's not an advertiser, I'm just telling you, $4.95, that doesn't even pay for what the book cost him, so that he can warn you of what's happening. And he's predicted pretty much with total precision exactly what would happen the last year. And this went back several years, but he comes on every few weeks and just tells us the next shoe to drop. So there's no need to even have him on for an hour. He's having him on for like 12 minutes because he's a busy guy as well. He just tells us what he thinks is coming next. HarryDent.com, founder of Dent Research, economic forecasting firm, MBA from Harvard, and I'm not going to go through the rest of his CEO jobs and things. But Mr. Dent, obviously you were on 2 weeks ago. Since then, it's what you said is happening. You said, you know, stock market going down the next week, continuing, and might pop back up again, but then back down after that. You talked about all the technicals. So update us on what you predicted, what's now happened, and what you say is coming next.
Well, you know, I tell you, just to run through a few quick slides, because it's important. In the short term, you have to get a little technical. Long term is very simple. Baby boom spends and then doesn't spend. You know, internet moves mainstream, then it peaks out as it has. So we've seen the best trends behind us, which we predicted 20 years ago, not just recently. But in the near term, I am seeing signs. Number one, our first chart shows that every bubble we've had since the late 90s has gone higher, and every crash has gone lower. And the big difference is that the last crash in the early 2009, this final bubble was totally generated by printing money. Just free money, companies buying back their stocks, you know, engineering their earnings, everything's fake. And so this bubble is the most dangerous to me.
Well, you've been saying that for years. I mean, you're right. And you said Microsoft, you said Apple would peak in the next few years. Apple now admits they've peaked, that now they're talking about demographics. Suddenly a lot of folks are sounding like you, but because they were able to artificially keep it going a few years longer than they should have, and now at Davos they admit they're, quote, out of bullets, what does that signify?
Well, they are. And again, the biggest thing I get, Alex, every media show I get on, somebody comes in against me and says, oh, Harry, this is not a bubble because of this. I'm like, no, I lay over this bubble chart with every other bubble chart in history, including the late 94 to early 2000 bubble, which anybody would agree was a bubble. And it lays over almost perfectly, except this bubble's gone an extra year because of the stimulus, which makes it more dangerous. So, you know, this first chart shows that after each bubble's gone higher, the next crash, which is likely to happen in the next year, year and a half or so, is likely to take us down 70% from the top in last May to like 5,500 to 6,000 in the Dow. Now, but there's a series of how this happens, and this is where it gets more short-term. The next chart shows how we had this bubble channel. I mean, stocks just went straight up from late 2011 into 2015 in a narrow channel with almost no substantial corrections, and that's terribly dangerous when that happened. And finally, in August of last year, we broke down below that. I was warning our newsletter subscribers, man, if we break below this channel, then you got to start thinking this thing is over. The next chart, very simple again, shows for the first time compared to most bubbles, because this has been artificial and stretched so long, we're having a rounded top here. You know, it's not like it just gets crazier and crazier and then finally blows like China just did or we did in 1929 or in China.
And you said on the show 3 years ago you thought it would start with China blowing. You predicted it exactly.
Yes.
You said out of all of the triggers, China was the most likely.
China and oil, which has also been another big trigger. And I tell you, next going to be Germany and Europe, because Germany's got the worst demographics of any country we've seen since Japan in the early 90s, and we were the only people that predicted Japan would go down. So, but we're having this rounded top because, you know, it's, you know, there's all this stimulus, but the fundamentals keep getting worse. So it just keeps bending over, and we broke another key level recently at 1880 on the S&P 500. And then the final chart just shows, here's the most important thing to me, the classic sign of tops. Like back in 2000 and 2007, because bubbles just keep going and they're irrational, and is it when the smaller companies start underperforming the large companies significantly? And this last chart shows that not only are the small cap stocks, down twice as much as the large cap stocks recently, but they've broken some very key levels. And so sometime in the next couple months, we're going to break down more substantially. But remember the first chart. The first chart says this will just be the beginning of another 2008-like crash, which is going to go deeper and be steeper on the downside, just like it was steeper on the upside. So I don't know exactly when this is going to happen. Nobody does. The short term, very hard to predict. I'm having a big meeting with my company right after this call with our shorter term analysts and our longer term to consider where we're at, because we're at a critical point. But I'm telling you, in the next year, if you're ever going to protect your wealth and protect your assets, this is the time to do it, because I think, and I've been predicting that 2016 will likely, beginning to end, be the worst year for stocks since 1931.
And you said that months and months ago here. Then we heard almost the exact same headlines plagiarized by Soros, by the Wall Street Journal, by the Financial Times, and the Royal Bank of Scotland came out and said, sell everything. I mean, this is really scary. You've been probably the most accurate person out there, I've got to say. How bad do you think it's really going to get?
Well, after they have extended a bubble that was already extreme, more extreme than the 1920s bubble, and of course that led to the Great Depression, what people don't understand is when you stretch an economy so far with excessive debt, and the longer an economy does well, the more everybody speculates and borrows and feels okay. When you do that, you're going to have a bigger downturn. So this is going to be something like the 1930s when it finally cracks. And the only reason it hasn't cracked thus far is $9 trillion, and some people estimate much more, but I'm conservative, $9 trillion in printed money, not counting all the...
And now you've got the giant populations unraveling worse than then. You've got this socialist idea more entrenched than it probably was in the 30s. There's going to be a move to bring in socialism and wealth redistribution that will only stall things even worse. I've got to say, I agree with you. You've been proven right, and I think it's going to be far worse.
Yes.
Because people were more self-sufficient in the 30s. Most of them knew how to grow a garden. I'm not trying to be mean, but we got a bunch of immoral, spoiled brats in this country. And I'm scared, actually.
Well, and I tell you, it's worse in China because they've overbuilt. They're the big bubble. We were the biggest bubble in the roaring 20s in the world, even though the whole world had a bubble. China is the biggest bubble today, and they've moved a half a billion people, twice the population, from farms where they were self-sufficient into cities where they have no skills and only dependent something for nothing.
Sure, so it's a time bomb, and the fuse is getting short. So let me ask you this. Time frame, is 2016 worse or 2017? I mean, when do you think it really becomes evident that we're screwed and then confidence falls out of the bottom? They'll have some new banker bailout plan, some new bubble, but they're saying they're out of bullets. Do they just admit there's nothing and then let it all stagnate? I mean, whoa.
Well, first, yes, I think we're getting signs from everything I said earlier that this bubble's finally blowing. It is really hard to predict. Ask me, because I've had to do it in the past, when a bubble's going to blow. But we're finally getting the signs. When it does, it's going to be dramatic. Just like we just saw China down 45% its stock market in 2.5 months. It'll eventually be down 90%. But half the damage of a multi-year downturn was done in 2.5 months. So I always tell people it's better to get out of a bubble a little bit early, because when it finally does hit reality for everybody in la-la land, then it happens very rapidly.
So Royal Bank of Scotland is absolutely right when they say sell everything.
Yeah, normally I'd say, hey, get a little more this or that. No, this is a time, I'd say, for the next year, even though it may not start to bottom until early to mid-2017 and may not ultimately bottom for 2020 to 22 in our longer-term forecast, I think most of the damage is going to be done in the next year.
So you say depressionary in many areas of the world, as bad or worse. Will it be unevenly distributed like the last one? You say we're not as bad as others. Will it be a depression here?
Alex, the most important thing is we triggered the last great recession, they call it. It was starting to be a depression.
2008.
Subprime crisis. But it only triggered a debt crisis that already existed around the world. This time, after all this stimulus, 6 years of endless stimulus, if this fails, people are going to lose greater confidence. and this is going to happen around the world, and the Chinese are the leading buyers of real estate in the leading cities around the world, especially English-speaking. When they stop buying, and they already are,
Harry Dent, I'm going to keep you at the bottom of the hour so we can come back with one more short segment and talk about how we protect ourselves and other technicals you can give folks. HarryDent.com, and we're also going to, you can get his book for free, basically, folks. You should. It's a great deal. I know what publishers cost. Costs about $6 a book, his own book. And then he says, I'm correct, about $6 for a nice book like that. And then he gives you shipping, $4.50. He's losing like $2, $3 on it. And it's a great book. You really need it.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Roger Stone, the shadow campaign head for Trump. going to be on Megyn Kelly tonight, but he's going to be with us at 2:30 Central today. Just got the text. And he's gotten us in with the feed at the Trump event. We're going to have the feed of that. CNN's also running into the trough. I expect to have them. They're trying to shove us out. That's just what the mainstream media does. I think they own and run everything. They're a joke. And Trump is really killing that. I want to just spend a minute or so on what people should do. Also on what our guest thinks of what's happening in the economy. Mr. Dent of DentResearch.com. But before we do that, Max Keiser, another smart guy, made a lot of accurate predictions, predicted the crash that was coming, some other things. Been, you know, made a few mistakes as well, but a smart guy, outside the box, international TV host, former stockbroker. I brought up Dent to him and said, look, Dent's been a little more accurate than you in some ways. What do you say to him when you think gold's going to come back up? Here's that clip for Mr. Dent.
Look, Harry Dent has been really good in terms of the last 5 years. If he, with all the people that he just mentioned, he's probably got the hottest hand in terms of calling deflation, where everyone else has really been saying inflation. He was very good to say deflation. All commodities have been deflating, oil's deflating, and he includes gold in that basket. But what my response would be, look at gold outside of just the U.S. dollar, because if you look at it through other currencies, it's reacting very, very well. It's hitting new all-time highs, number one.
Sure, so outside of the rigged economy, it's doing well.
Well, on a global basis, it's responding well. And the second point I would make is that what one aspect that Mr. Dent does not get into that I think is worthy of consideration that would change the dynamic pretty dramatically is if a country like Russia or China decides to partially back their currency with gold, so gold is once again monetized, then it's really a different paradigm at that point.
All right.
And you'll see, I think, gold resume its long-standing
role. Okay, let's jump. I want to go to more calls. But okay, that's Max Keiser from Russia there in Red Square Tuesday joining us. Mr. Dent, your response to what he said.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Max, I've been wrong at times, too. Anybody that makes strong forecasts is going to be wrong. And we did see this deflationary thing. That's been our big theme, is the baby boomers slowing down, the largest generation in history, and a deflation from the bubbles of the past, and especially from the overexpansion of China. So I agree with you. I mean, that's what's been most hitting gold, is that China is one of the biggest buyers of gold in the world, not just industrial, consumers.
But he's saying if their stocks go down and their currencies devalue, they'll run to gold, whether you think it's a commodity or real or not.
Well, I think they're learning the same thing, that gold was a bubble. I mean, I was debating, many gold bugs, and they always say, oh, well, gold's not a bubble. I'm like, it went up 670% in 10 years. That's a bubble in any stock, any real estate, any commodity. So I think gold is just coming back down to reality. I think long-term gold is going to do well because we're going to have an emerging country-led boom.
Okay, I think you answered that fairly. I think you're both very smart. People can make their own decisions, but obviously time will tell. In the 3 minutes we've got left, other key points to look at, other info you want to impart to folks, and any other predictions?
Well, real quickly, for people in gold, we've been saying it's due for a bounce, 1150 to 1300. We're almost 1150. I would say around April, reevaluate gold. If it's up then, I would say sell. I would also say get into the safest, high-quality bonds, short-term and long-term, but short-term at first, because that's the only thing that did well in the Great Depression. Stocks, commodities, and real estate all went down and were slow to come back. And you've got to get out of stocks on any rallies here. We've already violated some major areas, and I'm saying every time the stock market bounces, and my short-term people are telling me we're due for a bounce here. Well, if we bounce in the next couple weeks or so or a month or whatever, sell, get out. If you're wrong, you may miss 5%, 10% at best. If I'm right, you could avoid 50 to 70% decline.
Are we going to see when this finally goes belly up completely, people jumping out of buildings again en masse?
Well, that happened. Suicides peaked in the middle of 1932 at the bottom of the stock market, and homicides, murders peaked in the middle of 1933 at the bottom of the economy. Yes, these things are impact.
Yeah, so folks need to get ready to weather the storm. Again, the website, where's the best place for folks to go on your website to find the free book deal where folks just pay the $5 for shipping?
Yeah, just go to harrydent.com, free book, $4.95 shipping. And in the upper right-hand corner, we have a free daily newsletter, Economy and Markets, that you can also just put in your email and you get a free newsletter. And we just want you to listen to us until you fall in love with us. That's all. Or hate us.
Well, I think we've definitely fallen in love with your information. We like to be on top of things, Mr. Dent, and I follow your newsletter as well. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. Look, we're not fear-mongers. We just want to be ready for what's coming. That's called being, you know, in charge, ready, and being competent and taking care of your family. And, you know, we hope for the best, prepare for the worst, but
we're on the march.
Stay with us. We're going to go to Oregon on the standoff.
Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Seven miles out from the standoff in Oregon, the road is closed.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
David Knight, Joe Biggs, and Travis Knight. David Knight's son, who works here, does a great job. His cameramen are out there in Oregon. We're going to be going to them here in just a moment. Where the globalists controlling the federal government have had a major propaganda victory against the liberty movement. Doesn't matter. For every victory they have, we have 10 bigger victories. I can give you scores of victories after they leave us. I'm going to do that. But we need to learn from our mistakes. And I have been through this so many times, watching people get set up and manipulated, it makes me want to throw up. And the exact aftermath of what we predicted and who the players and what was going on is now being confirmed. I just can't believe it. I don't know what it is about rural patriot communities. Listen, they love the show. So many times we put their stories out in the spotlight. And then in come the federal operators, and they end up, they won't talk to us anymore, and then I'll watch them set up and thrown in jail. And it's just very, very sad. And they convert them in seconds. They come to them and say, Alex Jones saying bad things about you. They never ask to see it, never ask for the proof. They just go, he is, and there's that moment of brotherhood. You care about me. Yes, now I'm the commander, and I'm going to protect you now. You're with me now. You do what I say. I'm your bodyguard. And then it's all over. They are under the wings of the system, and, of course, under the wings of the system, they eat you alive. But there's still people inside. The Bundys have said, let them out. You know, come out. I think the Bundys are good people. They've been manipulated. It's very, very sad. We don't want this to turn into any more of a victory for the globalist. To take that huge victory we had with the Bundys before, where the feds were in the wrong and had to turn back, and now, boy, you've seen how their psyops work. And I've had Marine Corps officers on about it yesterday, and top CIA, field operatives on, and CIA commanders on, and former FBI agents on, and all of them telling you it's all a stage, it's a setup, get out of there. And people don't listen to them. You don't listen to people that have seen it, covered it, and been through it. They've got a psychological handbook with sociology on how to manipulate you. And they think it's funny to chump the American people. Now, don't worry. All those feds and the rest of them are going to have the globalists take their pension funds, you name it. They have no future. They'll be turned on. They always are. They think they're running psyops on us. Their bosses are running psyops on them. Oh, makes me angry. So we're going to go to our reporters here in just a moment. Before I do that, then Ron Paul's coming up on huge developments. Before we go any further, though, ladies and gentlemen, we're offering the best special ever on DNA Force. In fact, where did my bottle of DNA Force go? I had a bottle of it in here yesterday. They put the top on it for me. I take one of these at lunch and one of these at dinner. They say the best time to take it is really at dinner, so you digest it all night on more of an empty stomach, so none of this key deliciousness ends up getting bound with other food and not getting fully absorbed, because it is a true high-quality nutraceutical. Don't want to be wasteful with these babies. And when you research it at InfoWarsLife.com, you'll find out why it's so special. For a limited time, get our flagship nutraceutical, DNA Force, for 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com while supplies last. And by the way, they will sell out at current sales rates by Saturday morning. And so we won't be able to offer that special, obviously, anymore very soon. This is our most advanced product, the InfoWars Lifeline. We did extensive research, designed this formulation for maximum impact. It includes patented ingredients that are lab quality. Those ingredients are difficult to source. True. Bio-PQQ, not synthetic. DNA Force is loaded with the patented Bio-PQQ compound, which is backed by 175 clinical studies by major respected research firms and facilities, universities, you name it. It's been all the rage for 20 years in Japan. And by the way, folks, you can get it in our product for much less than other people sell it. We discount it mightily. And it's something you have to experience. This amazing compound is known to influence nerve growth and regeneration. It's known to support the powerhouse of the cell, the mitochondrial systems that are the source for energies in our body. And then it goes to the CoQ10, the trans-resveratrol, and all the rest of it. I'm not going to get into everything that's in it. Just one of the ingredients per batch cost us $30,000, or about $14,000 a kilo, and that's the Bio-PQQ directly from Mitsubishi USA. It's made right here in America, and it is amazing. It's the equivalent of 300 pounds of blueberries per pill, the Bio-PQQ, and it has the same effect as the amount of vitamin C and other cofactors in 300 pounds in studies of blueberries. That's all up at InfoWarsLife.com. Go read it for yourself. What a game changer. And comparable nutraceuticals, we're about to go to our reporters, comparable nutraceuticals sell for $300 to $600 in the United States and Europe. Really, stuff of this quality you don't get on store shelves. What you do is you go to medical doctors, and then they'll have stuff that you get from a prescription from them. But it's not even really prescription. They just say that because people then think it has the value, because it does cost a lot. And so they're trying to make a lot of this prescription because of how dramatic its effects are. So find out for yourself InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And finally, I almost forgot, we now have free shipping on all orders above $50. We got a bunch of other specials running as well, like free shipping and 10% off on the water filtration system, shower filter, the new Max Pro, super fast flow, amazing, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we have former Congressman Ron Paul joining us coming up for 20 minutes at the next hour. We also have Richard Reeves from Iowa, where they're going to have the big Republican debate without Donald Trump. He's got his own feed, inviting the media, including us there. CNN says they're carrying the feed, which means they'll probably show up and say they run everything. We'll see what happens. We're going to have that feed, all the feeds, cover CNN's feed, our feed, Fox's debate, with reporters on the ground in Iowa and reporters on the ground in Washington. We're going to have David Knight and also Joe Biggs. I think it'll be great to have them maybe with Skype in their hotel rooms, you know, aimed at the TV, Mystery Science Theater, or Political Science Theater 3000, as we call it. Now other people do. So the point is, this is a real reporting operation. This is real analysis. Nobody else has been doing this. Now we're getting copied by a lot of folks, which is what I want. We want to change the way the media operates. Most media won't even cover what somebody else is covering. We don't care. We're not territorial. We're not even competitive. We're competitive with the globalists and their tyranny to stop them. We're in a war. This is warfare. We use the weapon of the truth and credibility and no holds barred savage viciousness, because that's what it takes for these baby harvesting globalists. All right, let's now go to Oregon with David Knight, veteran of the first Bundy siege, where the feds threatened to shoot him from 20 feet away and everybody else if they crossed the line. They peacefully crossed it with their American flags on horseback, and it made history. And we'll probably roll some of that footage in the background for TV viewers. Radio listeners, just type in historical footage, feds surrender to citizens. That was, of course, last year there at the Bundy Ranch in southern Nevada. But now he's in beautiful rural Oregon. Thank you so much for joining us and going out there so quickly. David Knight, what can you tell us?
David Knight, InfoWars.com. Alex, we're here at the, as you can see, there's the road closed sign. About 400 or 500 yards down, there is a blockade by the police, by the FBI. We went down to that blockade, and surprisingly, they were pretty chill today from what we've been told from reporters who are here covering this. And if you can turn around, Travis, and show all the people that are backed up here, there's quite a few reporters here. We had several police vehicles that were here earlier that have now left, but there's still a police vehicle maybe about 100 yards down that way. We went up and talked to them and said, look, we'd be willing to go in and talk to the people who are still in there. Reports are there's still about five people. Besides the ones who were arrested at the shooting of Lavoie Finicum, they had eight people come out yesterday. Three of them were arrested. The other five were let go. We are being told that there's still five people inside at this point. We said we'd be willing to go in and talk to them. We've got a history of covering these issues. And it really has gone on to a point where it's not about what's the grievances of these groups out here. It's now become about this militarized standoff and whether or not these guys are going to get out or whether or not they're going to go down fighting. And that's not what this should be about. This should be about the grievances that these people have who are being turned out of their farms that they've had for generations.
Sure. I mean, getting back to the fact that I asked you, I said, and the Skype just broke up, we'll reconnect. I mean, I said, hey, if you want to go in, I don't order people to go into a dangerous situation, you know, go in, talk to them, try to get them to come out, saying, look, this is only going to end bad if you don't. And that's what Bundy's asking him to do as well. And I want to find out if that message has been relayed. I mean, I'm tempted to just get on the phone myself and call the FBI up, which I've only done before whenever, you know, people call up here saying they're going to carry out violent attacks on folks. I have reported that on air and to the FBI and Secret Service before. Because we're trying to stop a civil war here, ladies and gentlemen. And definitely there are some foundation forces that want this to get violent and are rubbing their hands together. The leftist media loves it. They really want to get a civil war going. What did the police and the feds say they'd relay that message to whoever's in charge, David Knight?
Well, they said they could not make that determination here. They said we could go to the tactical center and we could talk to them and see if they thought that was something that was viable to do. But as you point out, and as we've had guests on, we had Joel Skousen saying, look, you need to move on. He said this many weeks ago. He said, you need to move on. You've made your point. We have the congressman here who's sympathetic to the issues that are going on here in Harney County, sympathetic to the injustice that was done to the Hammonds, saying, you've made your point, go away before any of this, you know, before anybody gets hurt. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened. We're also going to try to talk to people. We just got here this morning, Alex. We got in early in the morning, probably about 1 o'clock, and then we had a couple-hour drive to get here. So we haven't had a chance to talk to anybody in town. I want to get a sense of the public's concerns about this. We're being told by the governor, by the FBI, that the residents were cowering in fear. I don't think that's the case. They had multiple times that they came in here and were talking to people with town meetings, both in Burns, and they were on their way to another meeting.
Well, Biggs was there. He told me about 60% of the people were for the Bundys, but even some of those were like, but this has gone on too long. So it's probably about 50-50.
Right, right. And part of what was going on and what happened the night that LaVoy Finnegan was shot, they were going to a meeting in John Day. It was reported to be several hundred people. One of the reports said about 400 people were waiting there to talk to them about what's going on, what can be done about the BLM. So it was not just a standoff that they had going on here. They were educating the people, talking to them about issues, maybe strategizing about what they were going to do. We're going to try to talk to some of the people.
Sure, obviously it wasn't terrorism. The feds have been pushing stealing land. Civil disobedience is a good thing. Overall, the problem is a lot of locals didn't want them. They didn't have the grazing rights, clearly. The Hammonds had backed off, said they didn't want them, and they were opening it up to be infiltrated by organizations and groups to misrepresent them. They were being set up in a trap, and the Skype is breaking up. We're going to go back to him in a moment. And we're going to finish up with David Knight and get former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs' take on the whole situation. And, you know, Joe is really upset that the ADL would dare to claim that he was part of this and helped take it over and stuff. And we showed up, you know, a week into it and covered it and said we thought it was a bad idea. But I explained to Joe, that's just what these liars do. That's why they have no credibility. It's why the government doesn't even use the ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center material anymore at the FBI level officially, because the lawsuits they've lost, the issues with their lying. I mean, they are just real pieces of work. But I just want to be clear. I warned Hatari they were infiltrated. They ended up, they were. And then our coverage helped the federal judge, you know, come to the point of saying this is staged, letting them out. And then they spun that in the media that I was against all militias. That's what the feds that are inside these groups do. When I warn them, look out, here's the tactics. People see those tactics and they go, don't listen to him. He's a fed. I'm a fed like I'm an Easter Bunny jet pilot from Planet X. I am a patriot, purebred Texan, 1776er, committed to freedom. And the fruit of what we've done is absolutely overwhelming. But, I mean, it's just absolutely a patriot out in the woods when some guy's in camo telling him, I'm here to protect you, I'm your buddy. People just fall for it every time. Versus that fancy pants city slicker, Alex Jones, you know, don't listen to him. And it just really, really implodes every single time. I think if they, you know, feel like they should do this, I think they should go talk to the Tactical Center people. And, you know, this is really to ascertain whether they're being run by the Southern Poverty Law Center or not. Because if it's not a bad batch of feds, they're trying to de-escalate this, they would say, okay, yeah, go ahead and go in and talk to them. That's where, you know, the feds will only get more information that way. Either way, we need to try to get those folks out before the feds decide to move in and we have some new Waco. I mean, only a crazy person will be against that. If they don't want to send our reporters in, like David Knight with known pedigree of just being a calm patriot, because I'm known as a hothead, maybe they can say no to me. That's fine. If they don't send in somebody like David Knight or Joe Biggs, then something's going on here. It's classic to send in reporters that are somewhat sympathetic to a group. And hopefully the folks inside will now listen to me. They may have a controller in there still, though, manipulating this. Let's go back now with the Skype feed to David Knight. David, are you guys going to go back to the Tactical Center and put forward that offer? I mean, the feds are obviously watching right now.
Yeah, we are. And as we told them up there, the checkpoint, of course, they didn't have the capability to make any decisions. There was a state trooper there. He's very cordial, very polite. The FBI guy was a little bit skittish, didn't want to be on camera. But you know, they said they could not make that decision, but we told them, look, we're known to these people most likely because we've covered these issues a lot. We want to try to talk them out of this. They have now made this about something other than the grievances that people had, something other than the BLM. This is all about, the public perception is we've got crazy men with guns that are going to shoot each other or shoot anybody that takes them out of there. That's not going to help anybody. It doesn't help them.
Sure. Do we even know if they know that Bundy since last night is telling them come out?
We don't know if they know that or not. Yes, exactly. Good point. Ammon has told them to leave. We've had so many people telling them from the very beginning, this is not a good strategy. That's what we said from the very beginning. It was very different at the Bundy Ranch because they had the support of the entire community. They were very media savvy about the way they were going.
The community had been screwed over. 34 of the 35 families since the 1870s had been run out. They were shooting people on bicycles in the back. People were fed up.
It was actually more than 50 ranchers that had been run out of there, Alex. And Clive and Bundy was the last rancher there. And, of course, very similar situation here from what I understand. The Hammonds were about the last ranchers that were here. The BLM wants their land. And it's kind of checkerboarded with some other area that the BLM asserts control over. So I understand that commonality there, and we need to get back to those issues. This has become a side issue. It's become a distraction, and it's really giving the whole movement a black eye, painting it as violent when it really should not be violent.
Well, you guys are filing key reports. We'll have them on the nightly news as well. I want to come back and talk to Big some, and then if you've got other points, pop in as well. We're going to break in 50 seconds. Other key points, David.
Well, Alex, one of the things I said before, I don't know if you got it when we lost our connection, we want to talk to the people in the different communities that they were going out to talk to. The night that they shot Lavoie Finicum, they were heading out to John Day. They had estimates were about 400 people waiting there to talk to them. So we want to try to, if we can, locate the witness that was in the car with Lavoie Finicum with the shooting. We've had two people that were initially detained and then released, and they give a different story. Of course, Mark McConnell, who was in the other car that was further away from Lavoie Finicum, gives a very different story than Victoria Sharp does. What she was saying was there was no question in her mind.
David, stay there. We've got to come right back on the other side, picking up with that, and we'll have Joe Biggs as well.
My brother was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
Thank you.
on the ground in Oregon, about 7 miles away from where five people are still holed up. Some of them left in the last 24 hours. Three of them were arrested. Several were released, like the Bundy's bodyguard. So, and then other folks left the day it happened magically. Some of the most outspoken people left. So we're going to be tracking and watching who gets released down the road from the group that was arrested in the car. If somebody just quietly gets the charges dropped on them later, but other people don't. We're going to be tracking all of that so we can educate everybody how to not get caught in this next time, because this is mainly an information war. The globalists want to make it physical. Joe Biggs obviously covered this for a week, a few weeks ago, out there in the middle of it as it was building up. And he joins us now out there where the media is at the checkpoint. Joe Biggs, what are your observations? Where do you think all this is going?
Well, at this point in time, they have pushed this blockade back to where we are, I would say, at least a few miles away now. Definitely maybe 7 miles away from where the actual refuge is. And like David said earlier, there are some police that are over this way watching this. It's like the first stop. They usually call down, I'm assuming, to the state troopers and FBI and let them know what kind of vehicles are coming, how many occupants. And then if you go down there, they'll stop you and talk to you. Earlier, we went up there and approached them. You know, we didn't have any trouble this time, but I'm pretty sure their posture changes at nighttime when all they can see are headlights coming at them. But like you said, they have released some people. Some people have been captured that have left that area. They're saying that they believe there could be another five people still holed up in that location as well. From what we do know, Ammon Bundy and the six other people that were captured are being held in Portland, Oregon, at a prison up that way as well.
And, of course, in the case of Hal Turner, who was a known FBI asset, we exposed him first, and hackers got into his computer. Once that all came out, they went ahead and burned him and put him in prison. So there might be some lessons here, too, for folks that were playing both sides who might get sent up the river. We're just speculating from past events. We're not accusing anyone of anything here.
Well, here, you got to choose your battles. You know, like David was saying when he broke down the whole thing in Nevada, that was a perfect storm for them. You know, they were in the right place, the right time. They had the backing. They had the people that showed up. And they really made the federal government look bad. And I think the federal government's been waiting on something like this to happen again. And they saw that these guys took this place, and they're in an unknown land. They're not going to have the backing that they had then. And they
now, we had a giant Americana victory before, and now this erases a lot of it. And that's kind of sad.
I mean, it is sad to see that because, you know, I do believe that Ammon has some pure intentions in his heart, that what he wanted to do was...
Oh, yeah, you can only admire the courage, and yeah. I get the feds are out of control, and under the Declaration of Independence, pretty much anything goes, but you got to choose your battles, and, you know, it's just...
You know, but they're in a place that they don't know, and there's people coming up volunteering, saying, hey, I'm here to support the cause. You know, when you let those people in, you know, they're saying this McConnell guy just showed up a few weeks ago and didn't really even know anybody, and all of a sudden he's releasing a statement that's different than... from the female who was actually in the vehicle when the whole thing went down. So it makes you wonder what's going on. The fact this guy, you know, goes on Facebook, puts out this testimonial about what he saw when he was
And then he gets released.
And then he gets released.
Was he the one that ran up to you and said, quit saying we're feds?
Oh, no, that was another guy.
Yeah, yeah, the point is like, that they run around saying that we said that the Bundys were feds, and they were all feds, to then make them not listen to us when we never said that. And it's how they get the confidence of their targets. And it's just so sad. I've seen this over and over again. The little chicken sitting right next to the weasel has no idea what's happening to it. We're like, hey, that's a weasel. And the weasel's got glinting eyes, little teeth, and we're like, ah. And they're like, shut up. That's not a weasel. It's my friend. The weasel just wrings their neck and goes, that's